scripture lesson this morning. It's already been read, the Easter story. We'll highlight just a couple of verses of Matthew 28. The end of the Sabbath as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to the sepulchre, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, "Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here. He is risen." Amen. Subject this morning is yes. Look at somebody and say yes.
Yes.
That's the subject. Somebody asked you what was preached today. If you don't remember that, you've got Alzheimer's. Yes. But you got to put some attitude in it. Yes. I was reading a story about this preacher who was looking at this video of a wedding. Somebody had taped the wedding, or videoed the wedding, and they took it from the rear of the church. A couple were standing up getting married, and they were saying their vows, and this guy sitting in the back, and as they were saying their vows, all of a sudden this guy stood up and said, "Yes, yes, yes!" And later on, everybody turned around and looked at him, and he sat down in his seat, and he started to slide down in his seat, and he took the earphones off. He was listening to a football game. And his team scored. Well, for Christians, Easter is God's yes. Easter ought to be a time when we say, yes, yes, yes. Friday is over. The pain, the suffering, the misery, the humiliation of Good Friday, when they stretched him wide and hung him high, when he died on the cross, when Satan thought that he had won the last word. But Easter is God's yes. Easter says Satan doesn't have the last word. God does. Easter says there's victory over defeat, that there's life over death, that there's love over hate. Easter is God's yes. Too many times we've had no so long that we think that there's no yes. No in our relationships, no in our jobs, no in our health, no in various issues, no with our relationship with our children. And we have been at Friday so long, we think that Sunday is never coming. I remember hearing, and I tried to preach this sermon before, Robert G. Lee preached this sermon called, "It's Friday, but Sunday's coming." And that's why we're here. That's why you look great sitting out there today, but there's somebody here that needs to hear God's yes. Because you've heard no, no, no. I read the story, another story about this young Jewish girl who was a musician in the concentration camps of Germany. And the German soldiers found out that she was a musician and decided, "We're not going to kill her. We need to hear some music. So we're going to spare her from death," and told her her job was to go around and recruit musicians so that they could play music. And so she did. She found all of these musicians to play music. But she said that she got all of these gifted musicians, and their job was to play this wonderful music to these mean, miserable people who killed all of her brothers and sisters. And she said, they felt like taking their instruments and just breaking them up. But she says, "How can you play music when there's no music in your soul? I got a feeling there's some people in here where there's no music in your soul. You've got a sickness that there's no cure for. There's some people in here who are lonely, and there's some people in here who are depressed. There's some people in here who's miserable. And not only are they miserable, they just didn't start being miserable. They just didn't start being lonely. They just didn't start being depressed. They didn't just start being addicted to one addiction after another. It's been Friday so long for them. They have no clue that God's got a Sunday coming. And this year, we're lucky because he moved Easter up early. And when you are hurting, you want Easter to come in a hurry. Look at somebody and say, it's Easter. I've been crying long enough. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. God, do something. This text says, it's early. The dawning of a new day. And many of us think that a new day makes no difference. But just one day can make a big difference in your life. Just one day. I mean, you can meet the right person in just one day. Look at somebody and say, I got a feeling this is going to be my lucky day. No, you ain't going to hit the lotto. No. I mean, that's what you think it is. The 333 million is gone. But it could be a lucky day because God could change your perspective. God could give you a new insight in your life. God could change your mind to help you to say, I'm sick, but I'm still all right. Life is not over just because you're sick. Do I have a witness in the house? God can heal you. And if he doesn't heal you, he can strengthen you. He can give you life. He can give you joy, even in your sickness. This is Easter. This is God's yes. There are those who will try to write you off. They thought that Jesus was done for. The disciples deserted him. Peter denied him. Judas betrayed him. And how many of you know that sometimes sin can make you lose your joy? Sin can dirty your spirit. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Sin can fill you with guilt. Sin can fill you with shame. And sin can rob you of the joy of living. But look at somebody and say, thank God for Easter. Easter is about God's yes. Easter is about being forgiven. Easter is about having a second chance and a third chance. And if God said, I'm so glad that he hurried up and gave me Easter early because I needed it early. And I got a feeling somebody else in here. So Easter, they show up early in the morning, go to the grave. And back in the day, they buried people in these kind of caves, and they rolled this big stone in front of the grave. And you couldn't get in there, but Mary Magdalene and the other Marys, they went to the tomb early in the morning. And the Bible says that Jesus had cast out 7 demons out of Mary. We don't know of Mary Magdalene. We don't know what the demons were. But, you know, you do know that demons still are around, don't you? I don't know, the demon of depression, look at somebody and say, he can cast it out. The demon of anxiety. Anybody in here just anxious and nervous? You know, you know everything, you got the job, but people around you are getting laid off and fired, and everything is going well, but you're just anxious. How many of you know you need somebody, God, to cast out that anxious feeling, that nervousness? Anybody in here ever been nervous? You know, nervous about what you did, and somebody might find out. Nervous, but God is able to send an angel to speak to us. But those demons in that woman. And I got a feeling that there's some people that came to church this morning that's got some demons. And you've been good. How many of you know we are good at hiding our stuff? And I'm not telling you to come true. I'm not telling you to tell me all your stuff. But I am telling you, you better tell it to Jesus. Because I want you to know. It says that these ladies, they went to the tomb. And I'm glad for the sisters. Because the sisters went to the tomb not knowing how the stone was going to be rolled away. The brothers would have said, ain't no sense in going. Who gonna roll the stone away? I mean, he's dead, he's done, it's over with. Ain't no sense. I need a few more hours. But how many know sometimes you got to walk in the dark? You don't see how the stone's going to move. You don't see who's going to move the stone. You don't know how it's going to be moved. But you just get up in the morning, get yourself together, and you just start walking, and you start trusting, and you start believing that the Lord will make a way somehow. I don't know how it's going to make a way, but I'm going to press my way anyhow. I'm going on in Jesus' name, and I got a feeling if I can just make it there, there'll be some rock roll. How many of you know, notice I said that in church on Easter Sunday, there's always some rock rollers. I did not say there's some rock and rollers. I said there's some rock rollers. Thanks be to God that somebody is able to roll a rock out of your way. Do I have a witness in here? Somebody is able to help you to move that stone out of your life, that difficulty, that depression, that anxiety, that loneliness, that misery. Thanks be to God. Somebody in this house has had at least one rock moved in their life. Do I have a witness in here? Somebody has got a testimony that I'm a living witness that he's able to roll the rocks out of your life. Now, there's some rocks that you can roll out of your own life. There's some rocks. But there's some stuff that's so heavy. Do I have a witness? You pray and you pray and you pray, but you don't have the strength to move those boulders. You need a Jesus on your side. Do I have a witness? Thanks be to God that these women, they got up early in the morning, knowing that there was stone. And when they got there, there was an earthquake. And not only was there an earthquake, but there were some angels deputized from heaven to come down and sit on the rock. Look at somebody say, you know, it's not enough to move the rock. Sometimes the Lord got to put an angel to sit on that joker. That's what the text says. It says that the angels move the rock, and then the angels sat on the rock. The devil is not going to be satisfied just because your rock moved. He's going to try to move it back. But thanks be to God, God can dispatch some angel. Look at somebody say, is there an angel in here anyway? You don't look like an angel, but is there anybody in here that will sit on a rock? You know, sometimes in the church, and our preacher, he preached this so well, but I'm going to try it anyway. This is the Jackson version of Charles Booth's story. The reason I'm going to do it is because it's just true, and it's appropriate for Easter. He says, about that chess match he talked about, those of you in that revival. Guy was in a museum, and he was looking at this art on the wall, and Satan was playing chess, and Satan is sitting there feeling all good about himself because Satan said it was checkmate. This young man is looking at this art on the wall for hours and hours and hours. He's studying this picture, he's studying it, and Satan is just sitting there just smiling because he just knows, oh, this is checkmate. You know, they just done this game, it's over. And then the man sat there dropped 15 minutes before the museum is going to close. And he's sitting there. And this is Jackson's version. He's looking at the picture, and all of a sudden he said, yes! Yes! Because he said, it's not! that he had Jesus over and done with, but then he's sitting there, and all of a sudden God says, yes, you got one more move. I don't know what's going on in your life, but it might look like it's Friday, but I want you to know on this Easter, God says, God says, God says, you got one more move. Give him the glory. So, those of you who are sitting here today, you came in down and out. You might have come in your black suit like it's Friday. Don't stress it. But what I want you to know is when you go out of here today, you're going to have on an invisible white. Because you've been in the presence of God. You go out of here, you can say, hey, look at my suit. It looked black to me? Yeah, that's because you haven't been to church. You've just been hanging around at the Arena Diner early on in the morning. But early this morning, I got up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. And I was not feeling too good. It's been a bad week. It's been Friday for the last 6 months. But I made my way to church. And I, at old Jackson, on to this morning, Jackson preached. I declare he preached. What did he say? Ah, he just had one word to say. Well, what was that word? The one word was yes. God's yes. God can turn your midnights into day. God can pick you up. God can straighten you out. God can make a way out of no way. God has the last word. The devil doesn't have the last. God has the last word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, no matter what you're going through today, just hold on a little while longer. I wish to God that Judas would have just waited a few more hours before he took his own life. I mean, never, ever put a period where a comma belongs. Just because it's bad, don't you throw in the towel. That's just a comma right there. God is just giving you a little breathing room. How many know a comma means slow down and take a breath? But if you put a period there, that means it's finished. It's not finished until God says it's finished. When God puts a period there, it's finished. But in the meantime, that's just Calvary. But on the other side of Calvary is Easter Sunday morning. God's got the last word. Somebody walked out on you. They thought it was the last word. I hope you see him today and say, look at me now. I just stopped by to say, I got this new outfit on Easter. I'm an Easter I'm not a Good Friday person. I'm an Easter. I'm a man or a woman of the open tomb. I'm a resurrection child. I believe that God can resurrect. I believe that God can restore. I believe that God can not only reform, I believe God can transform. Reformed, I'm still an alcoholic. But transformation is, I let the bottle go. I believe that God is able to pick me up. I believe that God is able to regenerate me. I believe God is able to change. Do I have a witness in? Am I just talking to myself in here right now? Easter is not a day, it's an experience. Easter is about rock rolling. Now sometimes when you roll a rock, it can be too heavy for you. Do I have a witness? I mean, I've been working out at the gym, but I'm still weak. I'm not going to kid you. I'm not the man I used to be. I could bench much more 20 years ago. But right now, I'm an embarrassment to myself. I see women all around me lifting more than I can lift. But I do have a trainer.
And while I'm laying down there stretching, my trainer spots. You have some heavy burdens that you can't handle by yourself. God sent a divine trainer by the name of Jesus Christ, and he spots you because nothing is never too heavy for him. And when you're about to go under, when you're about to fall, he won't come in too early. My trainer gets on my nerves sometimes because I'm looking at, don't you see I'm struggling right now? But she's just waiting, and she just keep on waiting. But just before I drop the thing, she comes in and lifts this thing right. Jesus is an on-time God. Do I have a witness? The Lord will step in right in the nick of time. God will turn your nose into yes right in the nick of time. Yes, 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 he will. Yes, he can. Yes, he did. Yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And the other thing that I learned about My trainer doesn't come as quick as I want her to come in terms of helping me to lift my weight. But I found out that I am getting stronger. A month ago, I was worse than I am right now. I still haven't got back to my best weight, Jennifer. I'm still a weakling, but don't mess with me. I'm not as weak as I look, but I'm not what I used to be. But if you keep on pressing, the next thing you know, you surprise yourself. Do I have a witness? And the Lord puts stuff on you that you don't think you can handle. But if you keep on trusting, you keep on showing up for exercise. Lord knows sometimes my trainer beats me up so bad, I ask myself, why in the world are you putting your foolish self through all this? But I got a goal in mind. And the Lord puts stuff on us because you said earlier that you really do believe that there is an afterlife. You said that you weren't fooling me, were you, when I said, do you believe there's an afterlife? How many of you know that there's a goal in mind, that you're going through something and you keep showing up for worship, even though it's a heavy burden? You keep showing up for prayer. I mean, you keep showing up for Bible class. You keep showing up for worship. You keep showing up for choir practice because you got a goal in mind. And if you live right, heaven
belongs to you. So on this Easter Sunday morning, you look at somebody and say, we look better now. An hour ago, this was a Friday crowd. You know, we got that, what's that little TGIF? I'm going to change it today. TGIS. Thank God it's Sunday.